Narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. Whenever Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, intended to go on a journey, he used to draw lots amongst his wives. And Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, used to take with him the one on whom the lot fell. He drew lots amongst us during one of the ghazawat which he fought. The lot fell on me, and I proceeded with Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, after Allah had decreed the use of hijab, veil. I was carried on the back of a camel in a howdaj and dismounted while still in it, when we came to a halt. So we went on till Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had finished from his that ghazawa and returned. We camped as we approached near the city of Al-Madinah. Then he announced for departure at night. I got up when they announced the departure and went away from the army camps. And after finishing from the call of nature, I came back to my riding animal. I touched my chest to find that my necklace, which was made of zifar beads, that is, Yemenite beads, partly black and partly white, was missing. So I returned to look for my necklace, and my search for it detained me. In the meanwhile, the people who used to carry me on my camel came and took my howdaj and put it on the back of my camel, on which I used to ride, as they considered that it was in it. In those days, women were light in weight, for they did not get fat, and flesh did not cover their bodies in abundance, as they used to eat only a little food. So those people did not feel the difference in the heaviness of the howdaj while lifting it, and they put it near the camel. At that time, I was still a young lady. They made the camel rise, and all of them left along with it. I found my necklace after the army had gone. Then I came to their camping place to find no call maker of them, nor one who would respond to the call. So I intended to go to the place where I used to stay, thinking that they would miss me and come back to me in my search. While I was sitting in my resting place, I was overwhelmed by sleep and slept. Safwan bin al-Mu'attal al-Sulami al-Dhakawani was behind the army. When he reached my place in the morning, he saw the figure of a sleeping person, and he recognized me on seeing me as he had seen me before the order of compulsory veiling was prescribed. So I woke up when he recited Istirja, that is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As soon as he recognized me, I veiled my face with my head covered at once, and by Allah, we did not speak a single word. And I did not hear him saying any word besides his Istirja. He dismounted from his camel and made it kneel down, putting his leg on its front legs, and then I got up and rode on it. Then he set out leading the camel that was carrying me till we overtook the army in the extreme heat of midday, while they were at a halt, taking a rest. Because of the event, some people brought destruction upon themselves by slandering Aisha, and the one who spread the ifk, the slander more, was Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Salul. Urwa said, the people propagated the slander and talked about it in his, that is, Abdullah's presence, and he confirmed it and listened to it and asked about it to let it prevail. Urwa also added, none was mentioned as members of the slanderous group besides Abdullah, except Hassan bin Thabit and Mislah bin Ruthatha and Hamna bin Jahash, along with others about whom I have no knowledge. But they were a group as Allah said, and as for him who has the greater share therein. Quran, chapter 24, verse 11. The slander was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Urwa added, Aisha disliked to have Hassan abused in her presence, and she used to say, it was he who said, my father and his, that is my father's father, and my honor are all for the protection of Muhammad's honor from you. Aisha added, after we returned to Al-Madinah, I became ill for a month. The people were propagating the forged statements of the slanderers while I was unaware of anything of all that. But I felt that in my present ailment, I was not receiving the usual kindness from Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, which I used to receive when I got sick. But now, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, would only come, greet me, and say, how is that, lady? And leave. That roused my doubts. But I did not discover the evil, that is, slander, till I recovered from my ailment and I went out with Ummi Mislah to Al-Manasi, where we used to answer the call of nature, and we used not to go out to answer the call of nature except at night. And that was before we had latrines near our houses. And this habit of hour was similar to the habits of the old Arabs living in the open country, or away from houses. For it would be troublesome for us to take latrines near our houses. So I and Ummi Mislah, who was the daughter of Abu Ruhm bin al-Muttalib bin Abd Manaf, whose mother was the daughter of Sakhr bin Amir, and the aunt of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and whose son was Mislah bin Urthatha bin Abbad bin al-Muttalib, went out. I and Ummi Mislah returned to my house after we finished answering the call of nature. Ummi Mislah stumbled by getting her foot entangled in her covering sheet, and on that she said, "Let Mislah be ruined." I said, "What a miserable word you have said. Do you abuse a man who took part in the Battle of Badr?" On that she said, "O Hantha, you there, didn't you hear what he, that is Mislah, said?" I said, "What did he say?" Then she told me the slander of people of Ifk. So my ailment was aggravated, and when I reached my home, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came to me, and after greeting me, said, "How's that, lady?" I said, "Will you allow me to go to my parents, as I wanted to be sure about the news through them?" Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, allowed me, and I went to my parents, and asked my mother, "O mother, what are the people talking about?" She said, "O my daughter, don't worry, for scarcely is there a charming woman who is loved by her husband, and whose husband has other wives besides herself, that they, that is women, should find faults with her." I said, "Subhanallah, are the people really talking in this way?" I kept on weeping that night till dawn. I could neither stop weeping nor sleep. Then in the morning again, I kept on weeping. When the divine revelation was delayed, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, called Ali bin Abi Talib and Usama bin Zayd to ask and consult them about divorcing me. Usama bin Zayd said what he knew of my innocence and the respect he had for me. Usama said, "O Allah's Messenger, she is your wife, and we do not know anything except good about her." Ali bin Abi Talib said, "O Allah's Messenger, Allah does not put you in difficulty, and there are plenty of women other than she. Yet, ask the maid servant, Aisha, slave girl, who will tell you the truth." On that, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, called Barida, that is, the maid servant, and asked, "O Barida, did you ever see anything which aroused your suspicion?" Barida said to him, "By him who has sent you with the truth, I have never seen anything in her, that is, Aisha, which I would conceal, except that she is a young girl who sleeps, leaving the dough for her family exposed so that the domestic goats come and eat it." So, on that day, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, got up on the pulpit and complained about Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul before his companions, saying, "O you Muslims, who will relieve me from that man who has hurt me with his evil statement about my family? By Allah, I know nothing except good about my family, and they have blamed a man about whom I know nothing except good, and he never used to enter my home except in my company." Sa'd bin Mu'adh, the brother of Banu Abd al-Ashal, got up and said, "O Allah's Messenger, I will relieve you from him. If he is from the tribe of Al-Arus, then I will chop his head off. And if he is from our brothers, that is Al-Khazraj, then order us, and we will fulfill your order." On that, a man from Al-Khazraj got up. Ummi Hassan was his cousin sister, and he was from his branch tribe, and he was Sa'd bin Ubada, chief of Al-Khazraj. Before this incident, he was a pious man, but his love for his tribe goaded him into saying to Sa'd bin Mu'adh, "By Allah, you have told a lie. You shall not and cannot kill him. If he belonged to your people, you would not wish him to be killed." On that, Usayd bin Hudayr, who was the cousin of Sa'd bin Mu'adh, got up and said to Sa'd bin Ubada, "By Allah, you are a liar. We will surely kill him. And you are a hypocrite, arguing on behalf of hypocrites." On this, the two tribes of Al-Arus and Al-Khazraj got so much excited that they were about to fight while Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was standing on the pulpit. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, kept on quietening them till they became silent, and so did he. All that day I kept on weeping. Neither my tears ceased, nor I could sleep. In the morning, my parents were with me, and I wept for 2 nights and a day. Neither my tears ceased, nor I could sleep, till I thought that my liver would burst from weeping. While my parents were sitting with me and I was weeping, an Ansari woman asked my permission to enter, and I allowed her to come in. She came in and sat down and started weeping with me. While we were in this state, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came, greeted us, and sat down. He had never sat down with me since that day of the slander. A month had elapsed, and no divine revelation came to him about my case. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then recited Tashahud, that is, La ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and Muhammad is Allah's Messenger. And then said, Amma ba'du, O Aisha, I have been informed such and such about you. If you are innocent, then soon Allah will reveal your innocence. And if you have committed a sin, then repent to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. For when a person confesses his sins and asks Allah for forgiveness, Allah accepts his repentance. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, finished his speech, my tears ceased flowing completely, and there remained not even a single drop of it. I said to my father, Reply to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, on my behalf, concerning what he has said. My father said, By Allah, I do not know what to say to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Then I said to my mother, Reply to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, on my behalf, concerning what he has said. She said, By Allah, I do not know what to say to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. In spite of the fact that I was a young girl and had a little knowledge of the Quran, I said, By Allah, no doubt, I know that you heard this slanderous speech, so that it has got fixed up in your minds and you have taken it as a truth. Now, if I tell you that I am innocent, you will not believe me. And if I confess to you falsely, then I am guilty. And Allah knows that I am innocent. You will surely believe me. By Allah, I find no similitude for me and you except that of Yusuf's, Joseph's father, when he said, So for me, patience is most fitting, and it is Allah alone whose help can be sought against that lie which you describe. Quran, chapter 12, verse 18. Then I turned to the other side of my bed, hoping that Allah would prove my innocence. By Allah, I never thought that Allah would reveal divine revelation in my case, as I considered myself too inferior to be talked of in the Quran. I had hoped that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, might have a dream in which Allah would prove my innocence. By Allah, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had not got up, and nobody had left the house before the divine revelation came to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. So there overtook him the same state which used to overtake him when he used to be inspired divinely. The sweat was dropping from his body like pearls. Though it was a cold, wintry day, and that was because of the weighty statement which was being revealed to him. When that state of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was over, he got up smiling, and the first word he said was, O Aisha, Allah has declared your innocence. Then my mother said to me, Get up and go to him. That is, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. I replied, By Allah, I will not go to him, and will not thank but Allah. So Allah revealed the 10 verses. Verily, those who brought forth the slander against Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, are a group among you. That is, Quran, chapter 24, verse 11 to 21. Allah revealed those Quranic verses to declare my innocence. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, who used to provide for Mislah bin Urthatha because of his relationship to him and his poverty, said, By Allah, I will never give to Mislah bin Urthatha anything after what he has said about Aisha. But Allah later revealed, And let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give any sort of help to their kinsmen, al-masakin, the poor, and those who left their homes for Allah's sake. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you, and Allah is oft-forgiving? Most merciful. Quran, chapter 24, verse 22. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, Yes, by Allah, I do love that Allah should forgive me, and resumed giving Mislah the money he used to give him before. He also added, By Allah, I will never deprive him of it at all. Aisha further said, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, also asked Zainab binti Jahsh, that is his wife, about me, saying, "What do you know, and what did you see?" She replied, "O Allah's Messenger, I refrain to claim hearing or seeing what I have not heard or seen. By Allah, I know nothing except good about Aisha." From amongst the wives of the Prophet, peace be upon him, Zainab was my peer in beauty and in the love she received from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Yet Allah protected her from being malicious, for she had piety. Her sister, Hamna, started struggling on her behalf, and she was destroyed along with those who were destroyed. The man who was blamed said, "Subhanallah, by him in whose hand my soul is, I have never uncovered the cover, that is, veil of any female." Later on, the man was martyred in Allah's cause.